Here we are, back to pray with some scripture, as we have a new Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV. We didn't think that we would see a name like that, homage to Leo XIII, the classical pre-Vatican II Pope, who published the social encyclical Rerum Novarum. Instead of the invitatory, I just feel like we need to have this canticle from Isaiah for our invitatory. The Lord is risen, alleluia. Here comes with power the Lord God, who rules by his strong arm. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him. The Lord is risen, alleluia. Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. In his arms, he gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosom and leading the ewes with care. The Lord is risen, alleluia. Who has cupped in his hands the waters of the sea and marked off the heavens with a span? Who has held in a measure the just of the earth, weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance? The Lord is risen, alleluia. Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or who has instructed him as his counselor? Whom did he consult to gain knowledge? Who taught him the path of judgment, or showed him the way of understanding? The Lord is risen, alleluia. Behold, the nations count as a drop of the bucket, as rust on the scales. The coastlands weigh no more than powder. The Lord is risen, alleluia. Lebanon would not suffice for fuel, nor its animals be enough for holocausts. Before him all the nations are as naught, as nothing and void he accounts them. The Lord is risen, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We continue praying for Bill and for all of the other members of our online community who ask for our prayers, and we pray for the new Holy Father with the weight of the world on his shoulder and the weight of the church's divisions. I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God. Psalm 69, I am consumed with zeal for your house. Save me, O God, for the waters have risen to my neck. I have sunk into the mud of the deep, and there is no foothold. I have entered the waters of the deep, and the waves overwhelm me. I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God. Alleluia. I am wearied with all my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes are wasted away from looking for my God. More numerous than the hairs on my head are those who hate me without cause. Those who attack me with lies are too much for my strength. I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God. Alleluia. How can I restore what I have never stolen? O God, you know my sinful folly, my sins you can see. Let those who hope in you not be put to shame. Through me, Lord of armies, let not those who seek you be dismayed. Through me, God of Israel, I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God. Alleluia. It is for you that I suffer taunts, that shame covers my face, that I have become a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my own mother's sons. I burn with zeal for your house, and taunts against you fall on me. When I afflict my soul with fasting, they make it a taunt against me. When I put on sackcloth in mourning, then they make me a byword, the gossip of men at the gates, the subject of drunkards' songs. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts, grant us your peace, your joy, your healing, your strength, and your guidance. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God. Alleluia. I needed food, and they gave me gall. I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar. Alleluia. This is my prayer to you, my prayer for your favor. In your great love, answer me, O God, with your help that never fails. Rescue me from sinking in the mud. Save me from my foes. Save me from the waters of the deep, lest the waves overwhelm me. Do not let the deep engulf me, nor death close its mouth on me. Lord, answer, for your love is kind, in your compassion turn towards me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer quickly, for I am in distress. Come close to my soul and redeem me. Ransom me, pressed by my foes. You know how they taunt and deride me. My oppressors are all before you. Taunts have broken my heart. I have reached the end of my strength. I looked in vain for compassion. For consolers, not one could I find. For food, they gave me poison. In my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I needed food, and they gave me gall. I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar. Alleluia. Seek the Lord, and you will live. Alleluia. As for me in my poverty and pain, let your help, O God, lift me up. I will praise God's name with a song. I will glorify him with thanksgiving, a gift pleasing God more than oxen, more than beasts prepared for sacrifice. The poor, when they see it, will be glad, and God-seeking hearts will revive. For the Lord listens to the needy and does not spurn his servants in their chains. Let the heavens and the earth give him praise, the sea and all its living creatures. For God will bring help to Zion and rebuild the walls of Judah, and men shall dwell there in possession. The sons of his servants shall inherit it. Those who love his name shall dwell there. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God our Father, to show the way of salvation, you chose that the standard of the cross should go before us, and you fulfilled the ancient prophecies in Christ's Passover from death to life. Do not let us rouse your burning indignation by sin, but rather through the contemplation of his wounds. Make us burn with zeal for the honor of your church and with grateful love for you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Seek the Lord, and you will live. Alleluia. A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, wrapped in a cloud, with a rainbow about his head. His face shone like the sun, and his legs like pillars of fire. In his hand he held a little scroll which had been opened. He placed his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land, and then gave a loud cry like the roar of a lion. When he cried out, the seven thunders raised their voices too. I was about to start writing when the seven thunders spoke. But I heard a voice from heaven say, "Seal up what the seven thunders have spoken and do not write it down." Then the angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand to heaven and took an oath by the one who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and earth and sea, along with everything in them. There shall be no more delay. When the time comes for the seventh angel to blow his trumpet, the mysterious plan of God, which he announced to his servants, the prophets, shall be accomplished in full. Then the voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, "Go take the open scroll from the hand of the angel standing on the sea and on the land." I went up to the angel and said to him, "Give me the little scroll." He said to me, "Here, take it and eat it. It will be sour in your stomach, but in your mouth it will taste as sweet as honey." I took the little scroll from the angel's hand and ate it. In my mouth it tasted as sweet as honey, but when I swallowed it in my stomach, my stomach turned sour. Then someone said, "You must prophesy again for many peoples and nations, languages and kings." Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Second reading, from a sermon by St. Ephrem, deacon. The cross of Christ gives life to the human race. Death trampled our Lord underfoot, but he in his turn treated death as a highway for his own feet. He submitted to it, enduring it willingly, because by this means he would be able to destroy death in spite of itself. Death had its own way when our Lord went out from Jerusalem carrying his cross, but when by a loud cry from that cross he summoned the dead from the underworld, death was powerless to prevent it. Death slew him by means of the body which he had assumed, but by that same body proved to be the weapon with which he conquered death. Concealed beneath the cloak of his manhood, his godhood engaged death in battle. But in slaying our Lord, death itself was slain. It was able to kill natural human life, but was killed by the life that is above the nature of man. Death could not devour our Lord unless he possessed a body, neither could hell swallow him unless he bore our flesh. And so he came in search of a chariot in which to ride to the underworld. This chariot was the body which he received from the Virgin. In it he invaded death's fortress, broke open its stronghold, and scattered all its treasure. At length he came upon Eve, the mother of all the living, she that was that vineyard whose enclosure her own hands had enabled death to violate, so that she could taste its fruit. Thus the mother of all the living became the source of death for every living creature. But in her stead Mary grew up, a new vine in place of the old. Christ, the new life, dwelt within her. When death, with its customary imprudence, came foraging for her mortal fruit, it encountered its own destruction in the hidden life that fruit contained. All unsuspecting, it swallowed him up, and in doing so released life itself and set free a multitude of men. He was also the carpenter's glorious son, set up his cross above death's all-encompassing jaws, and led the human race into the dwelling place of life. Since a tree had brought about the downfall of mankind, it was upon a tree that mankind crossed over to the realm of life. Bitter was the branch that had once been grafted onto that ancient tree, but sweet the young root that had now been grafted into it, the shoot in which we are meant to recognize the Lord, whom no creature can resist. We give glory to you, Lord, who raised up your cross to span the jaws of death like a bridge by which souls might pass from the region of the dead to the land of the living. We give glory to you who put on the body of a single mortal man and made it the source of life for every other mortal man. You are incontestably alive. Your murderers sowed your living body in the earth as farmers sow grain, but it sprang up and yielded an abundant harvest of men raised from the dead. Come then, my brothers and sisters, let us offer our Lord the great and all-embracing sacrifice of our love, pouring out our treasury of hymns and prayers before him who offered his cross in sacrifice to God for the enrichment of us all. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to you. Death, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? It is sin that gives death its sting, but thanks be to God, who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia. We have the spirit of faith, by which we believe that he who raised Jesus to life will also raise us up with Jesus. But thanks be to God, who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood shall live in me, and I in him. Would have been for morning prayer. For evening prayer tonight we have, one, our crucified and risen Lord has redeemed us. Alleluia. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our crucified and risen Lord has redeemed us. Alleluia. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Let us praise him and say, Son of the living God, bless your people. We pray to you, Lord Jesus, for all ministers of your church. As they break the bread of life for others, may they themselves receive nourishment and strength. We pray for the whole Christian people, that all may be worthy of their calling and safeguard their unity in the Spirit by the bond of peace. We pray for those who govern us, that they may temper justice with mercy and promote harmony and peace throughout the world. We pray for ourselves, that our hearts may be purified to sing your praises in the communion of saints. May we be reunited with our deceased brothers and sisters, especially Pope Francis, whom we still remember and commend to your loving kindness. We pray for Bill's healing and health, protection and strengthening, and mental peace, deliverance and healing. We pray for Henry's needs, financial and otherwise. We pray for Julia. We pray for Father Rob in his missionary endeavors and ambitions and aspirations. We pray for Father Jim, wherever he is, humbly staying beneath the surface with his prophetic gifts, as he usually does, whatever his needs and intentions are. Gathering all of our prayers into one, let us pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. There was a special collect prayer that we had during Leo's first Mass as Pope, something that mentioned his role in forming us to be the universal sacrament of salvation. Wish we had that one, but Father, by the love of your Spirit, may we who have experienced the grace of the Lord's resurrection rise to the newness of life and joy. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. So as I said, we have a new Holy Father, Pope Leo. Great Pope Leo. So much will be revealed. We need to give him as much time to get to know him as possible and continue to pray for him, most of all, to be guided and enlightened by the Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let's pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions. Our Father, Hail Mary, and glory be. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.